setting the bar time. Kelly, describe this.
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, typically when you make the decision to break up with someone, you're solid in your choice. No regrets, right? No ragrets. Move forward. No
sure.
looking back.
Yes.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without dumping your boyfriend right before he becomes a millionaire, you're doing okay.
Oh, bad time.
This is bad timing.
Bad time.
I mean, if it was going to end, it was going to end, regardless
right.
of whether or not he was a millionaire.
Exactly.
But
you don't stay with someone just for money.
It might have been nice to at least delay it 6 months and reap some of the benefits.
Sure. Maybe some nice vacations
yeah,
out of it, dinners,
yeah,
maybe a few gifts.
Get a few gifts, get a new car or something like that. A guy in Illinois wasn't really looking forward to Valentine's Day because his girlfriend literally broke up with him. But then 3 days later, he was, you know, feeling some sort of way, decided to buy a lottery ticket, hit for $1 million.
OMG. No. That will dry his tears a little bit,
you know,
I feel like.
Taking $100 bills and going,
like,
oh.
Her loss.
All right. No word on whether she is regretting her decision.
No, I'm sure that she is happy for him.
Now, I know from personal experience that one of my wife's ex-boyfriends is now a millionaire. And maybe another one is probably close to being a millionaire, too. And so I have to think, wow.
She's got hashtag no regrets.
She has no regrets.
Look at the life you've built.
That's right. She has said, she's like, you know what? They were awful people anyways.
Exactly.
I wouldn't want to be with
them.
And
money doesn't make that better.
Right. Exactly. That's what I choose to think.
Yes. But good for him, though.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
It's really a win for him.
Like, man, he is starting anew, and he's got $1 million to...
What better sweet revenge, you know, to show your ex how you like me now.
Right.
By winning the lottery.
So, that's a great question.
He's going to make a fresh start.
That's a great thing you bring up, because I want to know, how did karma shine bright on you after a breakup? Or how did your life improve after a breakup? Or maybe you were the dumpy and then you saw your ex do something like this.
Yes.
We want to hear those stories.
Oh, good stuff, though. I mean, it's really triumphant. It's like setting the bar for her. For him, though, that's a feel good, right?
Yeah.
It's got both qualities.
It does.
This story.
It does. But I needed this for the setting the bar segment.
Got it.
So, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without dumping your boyfriend right before he hits the lotto.
She probably sees that and is like, oh my gosh.
She's like, you know what?
Are you kidding me?
Jeff.
That is so Jeff.
That is so him. Do you think she just texts him, hey, been thinking about you?
Yeah, I don't think so.
maybe. Hey, been thinking about you.
That would make her kind of an awful person.
I mean, we don't know either one of these people.
Nope, not at all.
But, you know, anyways.
From the outside looking in, though.
Yeah, exactly. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without dumping your boyfriend right before he becomes a millionaire, you're doing okay.
Or congratulations.
If
you get dumped and you hit the lottery.
All right.
Good for you.
That is your setting the bar story. But how did your life improve after a breakup? Or do you have a story similar? We want to hear that. 502-795-1997. Your story's coming up next.